Sagt der Heilige Mischna weiter, man sagt es, Bechayreis Perig, Vav Mishna Yud Aleph. Is not an eagle, we have the tail of a pchar, we're talking about a calf. Eagle is a calf, that was the Chet Eagle. She'ena Megas La'arkiv. The tail of this calf doesn't even reach the knee joint. That's called a mum because it's supposed to be longer than that. Amr Chacham, the Chachamim said, Kol Marbis Huagolam Kein. The Chum aren't arguing, they're explaining that a calf, from the day it's born, it has a tail that reaches its knee. Now, if anything, they get longer. Kol Zman She'ein Magdilin, when they get bigger, Hein Nimtoches, their tail stretches down lower than their knees. But it's never shorter than at least coming down to the knee. So an animal that's born with a short tail, this is called a mum. La'eza Ark of Amri. Okay, so you're saying that it has to come down to the knee joint. Which one? Yeah. The knee has a joint on top and a joint at the bottom. Is it enough if it comes down to the top one, or does it have to come down to the bottom one? So Rechnina ben Antigna says, La'arkav sheba emtza yerech. They're talking about which knee joint? The one that's in the middle of the thigh. And that's the one on top. That's like where the top of the knee is. The top of the knee starts at the middle of the thigh. The Batanura says, if you look at a camel, it's very clear that bone protrudes. So if you ever see a camel, look to see where the bone is at the top of its knee, and you'll know what's called a mum for the tail of a calf. Now the Mishnah is going to give us a klal. A leili mumen, these mumen that we discussed, we would have to know if it's a mum or not, b'negeya two halachis. Number one, like we were saying, shecht in a bchar, they can shecht a bchar and eat it like it was regular meat. And also, upsuli hamikdashin nivdin alei. Let's say you have an animal that's hegdish, and it gets a mum. So I redeem it, and I take the money to buy a different animal. Unlike the pchar, where you can just eat it once it gets a mum, as long as it's not treifa. By psuli hamikdashim, you have to redeem it. But I would still need a mum, and the same kind of mum. It would work with the same halachis. Same gedarim. I, Frekta Batanuri, already told me, at the beginning of the peirik, these are the mumim that I shecht the pchar. Why do you have to suddenly remind me? Oh, remember, you can shecht the pchar on these mumim. Says the Batanura, we had a machloikis in Mishnah Ches between Ayala, who was the Chacham when it came to mum, and the Chachamim, whether certain types of mumim are called a mum for a pchar. Remember which ones? It was if the circle of the eye socket is round like that of a person, or if the animal's mouth looks like a chazer, where the upper jaw goes past the lower jaw, or most of the part of the tongue that speaks, that's the part that flaps, is missing. So there was a shtickle machloikis, a yellow set is a mum. The Chachamim say, well, we didn't hear about that, so the Mishnah Chaz is over now to say everything, all the mumim, including those three, lemaisa lahalacha, are considered mumim that we shecht a pchar, and if it's not a pchar, but it's, let's say, hegdish, and it got a mum, with this type of a mum, you could redeem it, then shecht it and eat it. And of course, in that case, you have to use the money to buy another carbon. So in our Mishnah, we learned that the tail of a pchar calf has to at least reach the knee joint. Calves, if anything, are born with that length. Afterwards, it stretches, but at least that much. If it's shorter than that, it's a mum, and we're talking about the top joint of the knee. Mishnah then re-emphasized that all these mumim, including those three that we spoke about, is good to shecht b'char, and when it comes to psuli and mikdashim, let's say a karm shlamim that I designated, and I got a mum, so I can redeem it on the basis of that mum.